We're joined by head coach Dylan Lowry of the Tri-County boys basketball team. The Mustangs have a big game tonight against probably the biggest rival on the schedule in the Gilman City Hawks. 2-8 record for Tri-County heading into the matchup tonight. That will be in Jamesport. Girls game at 6, boys game to follow on Friday. Tri-County at Norburn, and Tri-County on the 14th, which is, let's see here, next Monday night. Got to deal with that unbeaten Winston team, so certainly that'll be a challenge. We'll touch on here with Coach Lowry. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Ready for another game tonight.
How was the break for the Mustangs? You had a game in at Holiday Hoops. In fact, it looks like a couple of games. You had a game against Novinger. How do you feel like the boys have played since we talked last?
I think we've really capitalized on some of those main components of being in the right spot, knowing where to be as a team. Is something that you have to be able to play together a lot, and you get that experience in the games, and it starts to correlate and click together.
So we'll go back to Buckland-Macon County. I believe that was on a Saturday at the Ketchum Center. We might have talked about this one a few weeks back. We'll talk about it again, though. If you get a win, we'll talk about it. 43-41. What are your recollections from that game that went well for the Mustangs, Coach?
And that's a game that we just started off strong, and we were able to put together a full game. We've had a lot of times where we play strong in the first half and then come out, and hard to make those last in-game situations because we're a team that's figuring out how to play in those close games. It's a tough thing, and the more times you can, the better off, and that's one of those that we finally got in that close situation and pulled it all together in the end.
Yeah, what I remember from that game is you started strong, and then they caught you and passed you, and it looked like Buckland-Macon County is going to win that game. And then in the fourth quarter, you made a surge. I know it's going back a little ways, but is there anything that kind of clicks in your memory bank that kind of turned things back in your direction in that fourth quarter, Coach?
That's one of those that I talk about it all the time with them, that there's going to be a point where the other team's going to make a run, and you have to be able to say enough is enough and stop them whenever they're on a tear, really. And we had that timeout, and the boys just looked, and they were ready to go, and they decided that it was time to end that run, and they weren't ready to give up. And that's one of those things that you have to come every single game with that kind of intensity, and you'll be surprised what you can do.
Yeah, we've talked throughout the season about how you have a young team, and in a lot of ways, you know, obviously you're rebuilding a little bit, and you have a lot of youngsters that their feet are getting thrown to the fire at the varsity level. Which there's some good and there's some not so good to that. Some of the good is that you can only get better when you're in that situation. So at this point, Coach, you're about a month and a half into the season. Where have you seen the experiences at the varsity level? Where are they making the young kids better?
I think it's making them a lot better. There's always those nights where you're just going against teams that have those seniors, and it's hard at that age level for boys basketball especially to be able to match up. But they're getting better. They're not shying away. They're still driving hard. My young guys going against big posts. They're taller, maybe a little bit stronger, and they're not giving up on them. They've found a way to score, use their team, and really step up to almost a leadership role as freshmen.
On Wednesday the 19th, you play the Norburn Pirates at Holiday Hoops, and you lost that one 56-34. I'm trying to recollect on that game, Coach, and I'm not coming up with a whole lot. What do you remember about that game?
We had a hard time playing. It's almost like we were ready for break that night. I think it'll be a lot more exciting this next matchup when we play them. We got to the free throw line a lot of times, and just whenever you're not really focused and ready to go and not making those free throws, it's hard to win those ball games. They do win a lot when you do that.
Yeah.
It's just one of those nights we just struggled from a few places.
Did you feel like, was the defenses, you gave up 15 more points, and sometimes there's level of competition that plays a factor in that. Kids can just hit shots on better teams, obviously. But did you feel like the defense was just not as good against Norburn?
And granted, Norburn did hit some big shots against us, but I feel like that lack of focus really played a lot in our defense. We had a hard time just knowing where to be, realizing who the shooters were, and just the second chance opportunities, and it just wasn't our night, and the score resembled that.
So before we talk about the game tonight, Coach, certainly that's a big one. You went to Novinger on Thursday, and that looks like 65-25 loss. It looked like that was a tough night for the boys.
It was. Novinger is a tough team, and we knew that going into it, and we we never gave up. There's still a lot of good things to take away from that ball game, but it was a tough matchup.
So let's talk about the game tonight. It's always a big game, no matter what the records are when Gilman City and Tri-County play. They're going to play tonight in Jamesport, your game at 7:30. They're looking for a win. You got a couple, but certainly you're looking for some confidence too. And both teams are going to look at this game the same way. In a kind of a tough season for both programs, you look for games that you feel like we can get a W in this one. Both teams are looking at it tonight in that way. To me, that makes it exciting.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime that Gilman Tri-County match up, since we're so close together, that puts a little bit of rivalry in it as well. And we are both competitive teams that should have a good game tonight. I think we've been playing well. We've had some good practices leading up into this game. Excited for home game again.
Absolutely. Scouting reports on Gilman City, Coach, from you guys, X's and O's perspective, and what you need to do to get a W from the Mustang side of things. What is on the chalkboard tonight? What do you need to do to win?
There's some few key players for Gilman. We definitely have to be able to know where they're at all times. We have to be able to communicate whether they're cutting, whether they've went short corner. It's just one of those that defensively we have to be able to be vocal, and that's something we've struggled in the past in order to work as one unit, and I think we're getting there and getting closer.
You go down to Norburn, as you kind of mentioned earlier, on Friday night, and you just lost to them in Trenton, so it sounded like, from talking with you, Coach, and certainly this would make sense and kind of be obvious, the boys want another shot at the Pirates, and they get that on Friday.
That's for sure. I think they didn't play their up to par, and they knew that, and they want to be able to show that they've improved. They're a better team than they were in the past, and anytime you can get another matchup and maybe show what you've done to improve is a good opportunity.
Winston's been the class of the conference here for a couple of years running, and you play them on Monday at your place, so you do to get a home game, but certainly we know what the level of competition is against the Redbirds.
Yeah, definitely. It's Winston's had a good program, and they've been able to build, and I think we're on that uphill scale. We're trying to get to that point, but that is a very tough matchup, and always something we can learn from and get better, though.
Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Best of luck with the game coming up against Gilman City tonight.
Thank you.